Hello and welcome to episode 710 of the official EstablishTheRun.com podcast. My name is Adam Levitan. I'm one of the co-founders here at ETR, as always joined by fellow co-founder Evan Silva. The NFL draft is coming up at the end of April. We need to get to know all the prospects coming in, even tight ends, even the tight ends. We need to get to know no better person to help us do that than Mr. Mike Renner, formerly of Pro Football Focus. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Renner _. Mike, how's it going today?
Doing well. Good to talk tight ends. Not a great class, but there are some guys I think can be some difference makers. So I wouldn't sleep on this tight end class entirely.
Well, listen, we have a not one time, but two time MFing Mackey Award winner to talk about here today. Evan, how's it going?
Going well. Yeah, you know, for the longest time, like every year it felt like it would be a bad tight end class. And then we had like a run where we had a couple really good tight end classes. Obviously, this past year was incredible. Might end up being the best tight end class of all time.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back to the week one, but we have a stud at the top.
All right. On today's show, we're not only going to reveal Mike's tight end prospect rankings, but Mike is going to give his best NFL comp for each prospect, and we'll discuss where scouts, analytics guys, and the NFL draft community all stand. We'll start from the end of relevant tight ends, which is only tight end 4, and work our way to tight end 1. Let's get started here with tight end 4 on Renner's big board. It is Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State, 6'4", 250, ran a 4.68. Now, from what I understand on this guy, he's being projected as a clear F tight end, but he was like a walk-on who played fullback or something crazy like that. Did catch 49 balls for 676 yards and 6 touchdowns in 12 games as a senior last year at K-State. But yeah, Mike, what do you think about Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State?
I'm at 4 more because of his versatile like blocking ability. He is the best probably all-around blocker in this tight end class. I could even see a move to fullback full-time for him. You know, like a Kyle Juszczyk-esque move where he's just like, that's the position he plays to wherever he goes because he's that good in that regard. Super physical after the catch. I think he broke 14 tackles on 48 catches this past year, and that's just like all power. He's not making dudes miss after the catch. He is a guy that just won't go down. He is hard-nosed, you know, like all the sort of cliches you want to talk about a walk-on tight end apply to this dude. But he's also got a little bit of athleticism to him. You know, I was more impressed than I thought I'd be with his routes down at the Senior Bowl, because he wasn't really running a full route tree on tape at Kansas State, but I thought he had a little bit better, you know, ability at the top of the route than I gave him credit for. And so not a pure blocker. He can catch some balls too, but fantasy relevance, there's really only 3 guys in this class that I think can attain that in terms of like, you know, joining that group of guys who will go like 800 plus yards, close to double digit touchdowns, possibly. I don't see Sinnott as being one of those guys.
Yes. The only thing Kyle Juszczyk is good for is odds to have the first reception of the game or odds to score the first touchdown of the game. That's the only time I think about Kyle Juszczyk. Anyways, Evan, any thoughts on this blocking type Ben Sinnott out of K-State?
You've been winning a lot of money on those Juszczyk touchdown props?
That's definitely not.
Ben Sinnott, man, I haven't seen him yet, but I want to like him. I want to like him more than Renner because, well, Ted Seth of Sumer Sports had an awesome article earlier, right before the combine, talking about predictive metrics for like by position and for tight ends, athleticism is very, very predictive. 40 time in particular, but this guy had an awesome combine. 40 inch vertical, 4.68 40 is fine, probably above average. 6.82 three cone drill, that's really, really good for a tight end. 10.6 broad jump. And then he had, and then Renner says he can block, and he had 49 catches for 676 yards and 6 touchdowns this past season. So just on paper, you know, having never seen him play, I want to like this guy.
Yeah. I mean, 250 pounds. This is like,
but if he's going to be Juszczyk, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one that like a lot of these landing spots matter and how, and figuring out how these guys are going to be used matters. And of course, we'll be following all that through training camp and preseason. But yeah, that's one to track, I think. Let's get to a guy who is an athletic freak. I'm going to do my rant here in a second, but number three overall on Renner's big board at tight end is Theo Johnson out of Penn State. Now, because he went to Penn State, we know what that means. His athletic testing is going to be off the charts. 6'6", 259 pounds, ran a 4.57 with a 39.5-inch vertical. Now, normally I would be like, oh my God, we have to clear the decks for this guy. We're going to draft him. Everybody at Penn State does this. It doesn't even make me raise my eyebrows anymore. Everybody at Penn State does this. So is he really this freakish of an athlete on the tape, Renner? And what do you think about his NFL outlook?
Well, you forgot to mention the other part of going to Penn State, which is that he's probably woefully underutilized in that offense there, and was, you know, he barely had any production to speak of. But when I watched this guy on tape, I was like, why not, man? He is special athletic. Like, you do see these athletic traits. Now, not necessarily all the time. I thought he kind of is just maybe unsure about his sort of routes at times. Like, I think it takes him a little bit when he's working against zone coverage. He doesn't have that feel. Some of that's maybe playing time related. Some of that's just maybe that's not an aspect of his game. But man, the 39.5-inch vertical at 6'6 with 33-inch arms, like, you see it. He can really go up and pluck the ball out of the air. Massive hands too. I love his catch radius. I love his ability in the red zone. I think he could be a real weapon in that regard. I'm not sure he's, you know, a guy that you're going to feature outside of the red zone very much, but I do think that's where he's going to win. To me, the comps for him, somewhere between like a Jimmy Graham, who was an awesome athlete at that size, who figured it out, and a Bucky Hodges, who was an awesome athlete at that size in a project and never really figured it out. So that's where I see him as. I do think that he could reach a really, really high-end ceiling. You saw it at the Senior Bowl. He was the best in the one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl, beat a bunch of safeties in the one-on-ones. I was very impressed with what he could do in that regard. So there is high-end receiving potential there, but just, man, definitely a more of a project than you'd like. But tight end projects, there's been a lot of hits over the years on those guys.
Yeah, there have. I mean, I think that you would have considered George Kittle a project to an extent. I mean, he was another guy that was heavily underutilized. This guy, Theo Johnson, was more productive in college than was George Kittle back at Iowa. 4.57 at 6'6", 259 is just otherworldly. So we don't care about blocking in fantasy, but we do kind of care because it gets dudes on the field. Can this dude block at all?
I don't think he's special, but he can inline block. He's willing. Definitely an aspect to his game that won't keep him off the field, I'll say.
Yeah. So consensus big board has Theo Johnson way down at 118 overall. And actually, there are two guys ahead of Theo Johnson that Renner does not have here. Cade Stover out of Ohio State and Jatavion Sanders out of Texas. Are you surprised, Renner, that you're off market here and Sanders and Stover are ahead of Theo Johnson on the consensus big board stuff?
I don't think so, because a lot of times early consensus big board is just like they look at the guys who produce. So like you're probably not even a lot of people watching Theo Johnson because he just didn't even have numbers whatsoever to speak of. Yeah. But Sanders and Stover, like Stover I have as fifth. I put him like really close to Sanat. I think they're both guys who can and probably will start at some point at the NFL level. Sanders, to me, I'm lower on than a lot of people. I know a lot of people have him kind of in like the 50 to 100 range on their mm-hmm. draft boards. He's outside of my top 100. I just get big Brevin Jordan vibes from him, where it's like he's billed as this athlete, but then he runs only a 4.69 and he's undersized and not a great blocker. And it's like the NFL just doesn't go for those guys who are, you know, just undersized tight ends that aren't high-end athletes, because you're a wide receiver. You're treated as a wide receiver at that point. And well, if you compare him to wide receivers, he cannot hold the candle to the guys in this class.
Yeah. I think the case for Sanders, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he was earning targets at a pretty high rate, despite competing with Adonai Mitchell and Xavier Worthy. I mean, Jatavion Sanders had 45 catches last year, 54 in 2022, which, you know, when you're competing with two borderline first round picks or two guys who might be first round picks and Worthy or Mitchell, to me is a good sign, at least, you know? So, yeah.
He's super young, too. I'm not writing him off by any means. I just do have more worries about him than the guys in front of him in this class.
Yeah. Okay. Number two on Renner's tight end big board is an insult to his family. I've been told that we are insulting Johnny Wilson's family here because we are listing Johnny Wilson as a tight end. Again, Johnny Wilson out of Florida State, 6'6", 231, ran a 4.52. Now, I don't really know the deal here. I assume he wants to be classified as a wide receiver. I mean, you certainly get paid more if you're classified as a wide receiver. Some teams might see him as a tight end, though, given this size. What do you think on all that stuff, Renner, and how he fits at the NFL level?
Yeah, I mean, at minimum, his usage is going to be close to a tight end, even if he's called a wide receiver, because he's not a guy that I think can survive really on the outside. He's going to be a big slot for you, run the kind of routes you would give to a tight end. But like 6'6", with a 7-foot wingspan, truly a massive human being playing the tight end position. And then the athleticism numbers are off the charts, you know, 4.52 with a 4.11 short shuttle, which is a really good time. So I went back and looked up tight ends in NFL history that have run sub 4.6 and had a 4.11 short shuttle better. Jordan Cameron, George Kittle, and Kellen Winslow. It's not a lot of dudes. So he'd be in unique company should he switch the tight end position. His measurables coming out are nearly identical to what Darren Waller's were coming out of Georgia Tech. Waller was a little bit bigger, so he went to the Senior Bowl and he was 237. Waller was 238 coming out, but testing-wise, nearly identical. So the past success is there, and what I like about his game is he actually gets off the line of scrimmage way better than you see most bigger wide receivers. Like most big wide receivers, DBs can get their hands on them so easily, but he has foot quickness at the line of scrimmage to be able to avoid that, body control to do it. Now, compared to other tight ends, I think his actual hands are not as consistent as you'd like. He has a lot of drops on his tape, not as strong at the catch point as you might like, but put 15 pounds in this guy, and his frame can hold 15 pounds. He is massively built. 15 pounds, this guy, call him a tight end and match him up against linebackers, and he'll get open all day long. So whoever's giving advice, I would tell him to switch to tight end, because I think his, you know, as much as tight ends don't get paid as much, he ain't going to be a $20 million wide receiver just classified as that. He could be at tight end if he switches there.
Well, I'll tell you who never got that advice to move from wide receiver to tight end and probably should have. Darren Waller got that advice, as you mentioned. Devin Funchess.
Yeah.
And that's who our buddy Lance Zierlein is comparing Johnny Wilson to, which is that's a little alarming because, you know, well, one thing that you say that about Johnny Wilson is that he gets off the line of scrimmage well, and Devin Funchess never did that. And he also wasn't good in contested situations. But this will be an interesting one to see because he certainly has tight end size and would be a super high-end athlete for the tight end position if you were to move.
Yeah. We talked about Keon Coleman in the wide receiver episode. Obviously, Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson were roughly identical in catches per game last year. I'm curious, Renner, who you prefer, just if you were drafting for an NFL team between Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson, because, I mean, everybody seems to think that Keon Coleman's going to go way higher than Johnny Wilson.
At wide receiver, I don't think it's really close. I'd put, you know, I've talked about Coleman being like a second rounder. Wilson, if you're just calling him a wide receiver, he's like borderline day two. I put him at the back end of day two. But if you told me, if you said he wanted to switch to tight end, back end of the second round, honestly, is where I take this guy. I think he has, and again, has the ability to beat linebackers and safeties like consistently, if that's the case, just not the same against cornerbacks.
Sure. Okay. Kyle Pitts syndrome, as I like to call it, but that's a story for another day. Okay. The number one tight end in this class, according to everybody in the entire world, is, of course, Brock Bowers out of Georgia, 6'3", 243. I've actually heard some people say he's the best prospect in this class, period, like regardless of position. Yes, he won the Mackey Award in back-to-back seasons. Maybe most impressively to me is he broke out immediately. I mean, in 2021, at age 19, Brock Bowers caught 56 balls for 882 yards and 13 touchdowns. I mean, you don't see that kind of production at tight end, let alone at age 19 in the SEC. So just an incredible profile overall for Brock Bowers. Renner, what do you think about the people who say he's the best prospect, regardless of position, in this class? And what do you think about his NFL impact?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far. I do think these wide receivers are like special, special prospects. But I think, you know, if you just by position, he's as good a tight end prospect as I've seen. I think he has a higher floor than even Kyle Pitts did coming out of Florida. I'd be surprised if he's not a consistent 1,000-yard-a-year tight end. He is that good. And you talk about that 2021 season. So as a true freshman at Alabama, 882 yards, national championship team, They had Jermaine Burton, Ladd McConkey, and Adonai Mitchell on that team. Three guys who will be top 75 picks at wide receiver. And he had 390 yards more than all three. Like, he was the guy in that offense. And that speaks to how special he is. The more I watch the tape, the more I'm just like, yeah, I think you just throw the tight end designation out. He is a guy who just works the middle of the field better than anyone else in this draft class. He has high-end athleticism. He has high-end route running ability. He has awesome hands. He's good in contested situations. He's great after the catch. Now, there's not a, like at 243, he is going to be limited in the scope that he's utilized as a blocker. Probably going to have to be a move blocker, not a true inline guy, but that's, you know, a lot of schemes nowadays anyway. So I have a second pick in a dynasty draft, and I'm debating drafting Brock Bowers, even though I have Dalton Kincaid, because I think he could be that high end a dude at the next level.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you think he's separate for fantasy, if he actually separates a tight end position, that's very, 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 very valuable. Of course, it'd still be hard for me to pass on.
Renner, take a wide receiver.
The wide receivers.
It's just such a deep wide receiver class. I trust my ability to get one of those other guys. But
all right, you know what? And NFL teams have to make similar picks. That's why I kind of think the offensive tackles might shock and go like real early. And then maybe some of the wide receivers might slip a little bit. So there was a picture that circulated of Brock Bowers. I think it went viral, of him next to Gronk. And like Gronk is like so much bigger than him. But there's also a picture of, did I just say that right? Brock Bowers. There's a picture of Brock Bowers next to Gronk. Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a picture of George Kittle when he's at Iowa, actually with his girlfriend, which he must be a very happy man. But he has the same build as Brock Bowers. He looked like a skinny guy. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the league and he gets all jacked up, you know, needles and all that. But George Kittle at his combine, so Bowers was 243 at his combine. Kittle was 247. Sam Laporta was 245. So there's not a lot of separation there. I was actually kind of worried about Bowers' size, but I'm actually not worried about that anymore. And also, Michael Mayer should have won the Mackey Award in 2022.
Agreed.
That picture of Bowers is funny. I tweeted it. He looks like he's wearing like khakis and like weird shoes and like khaki shorts. He just looks like kind of like a one of our data side guys, you know, like he could be like getting ready to, you know, do some engineering. But clearly an incredible football player. Renner, I know you're not a fantasy guy. We got to go wide receivers.
Got to go wide receiver. I just trust my ability to find wide receivers is the thing.
They're all going to go, though.
Find those.
The problem is they're all going to, like, Worthy, Franklin, Mitchell, they're all going to go in the first 10, 12 picks of dynasty draft. So you're going to be stuck with, you know, guys like Corley and Roman Wilson and Pearsall.
He's going to take a wide receiver.
I'll probably
take Neighbors, honestly. We'll see. Jeez. I just think he's going to go to a good situation.
Yes. Yes. Please. All right. That's going to do it for this four-part series on the NFL prospects. I hope you all enjoyed this, just getting to know the prospects at the highest level right now, try to get some comps on all of them so we can all get a picture in our heads of what to expect. We will have plenty more draft coverage the rest of the month, including Silva's mock draft, which you'll be able to find on the site soon, as well as the audio mock draft we always do every year, Draft Prop Show, we'll have a bunch of as well. Be sure you're following Mike Renner, Mike_Renner. Be sure you're subscribed to our YouTube. It is indeed free. If you do not subscribe to our YouTube, you're actually a bad human. That's what I've been told by Mr. Beast. Okay. For Renner, for Silva, for producer Ryan, for producer Luke, I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.